This is John Batchelor. I spoke with my colleague, Bill Raggio, of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy, as to why, after more than 2 years, the Biden administration, and particularly the State Department, have not named the bomber, the suicide bomber of August 26, 2021, when more than 170 Afghans and 13 American Marines were murdered at Abi Gate in Kabul as they were conducting security for the withdrawal from Kabul. The bomber's name is known, Abdul Rahman al-Logari, a young man from a well-to-do family in Logar province, Afghanistan. He was identified by U.S. intelligence as long ago as 2017 as ready to conduct a suicide bomb operation himself. And he was detained because the attack was going to be in New Delhi against India. He was jailed at Bagram Airport. And when the Taliban took over Bagram and the Americans were ordered to withdraw from it, they released Logari. He then fell into a shadow land, but was identified as ready to conduct an operation for ISIS-K. Questions raised here are not answered. The Taliban released him. U.S. intelligence identified him. He links up with ISIS. However, the Haqqani network is running Kabul at this time. Haqqani network is Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda and ISIS have worked parallel. They've also been in dispute. The ISI runs the Haqqani network, or contributes to it. I don't have a conclusion here. I do have lots of questions that don't add up. And when you come to why the State Department has not named Logari, well, here's Bill's answer. It's a good one. The investigation is underway. Bill Raggio.
And this is, you know, the administration continues to want to put Afghanistan in the rearview mirror, and they're doing their damnedest to make that happen. They're ignoring facts that are pretty much well established by this point. One of them is the name of the suicide bomber. He was, as you noted, captured in 2017, held at the prison in Bagram. When he was released after the Taliban overran Bagram Air Base and liberated the prison there, the Taliban cut him loose. And that's an inconvenient truth for this administration. Remember, the administration was calling the Taliban at the time our partners. And if you look into more what Hassan and John Levy are reporting, they're noting that the administration, or that U.S. intelligence officials on the ground in the military, were tracking an Islamic State cell that they believed were preparing to conduct a suicide attack in Kabul. And they were asking for permission to target this cell. This was prior to the August 26th attack, in order to preempt the attack. And they were denied any permission to do it. And not only that, the general in charge, General Donahue, tried to contact the Taliban and ask the Taliban to take out this ISIS cell. And the Taliban declined to do that. So when you bring attention to issues like this suicide attack by Logari, you get down to some details that are very, very unflattering to the military, and particularly to the Biden administration, which just wanted to leave Afghanistan. And again, the administration doesn't want to focus any negative attention on its conduct in Afghanistan. So it will bury things like Logari's identity.
The Taliban were in charge of security all around the gates, had been for days. The Taliban took no casualties the day of the bombing. No casualties, Bill. There's reason to believe it was a complex attack. There were rounds fired after the attack. Logari was identified as ISIS-K, and yet the information points to the Taliban, impossible to believe, they didn't know that there was a threat to their perimeter, withdrawing their forces that had been perched in threatening fashion at Abi Gate for days before. It's all a puzzle, Bill. There has been an investigation by the military. There's now an investigation by the Congress. So I want a happy ending here. Do we have expectation that the Congress will tell us the facts that are missing?
So, you know, one quick point before I answer that question, you know, we were able to identify him very likely in identifying the ISIS cell. The Taliban, the unit that was running security, is called Badri 313, which was Taliban special forces, which includes suicide bombers run by the Haqqani network. They know what a suicide bomber looks like. It's very likely they knew who Logari was, given their people were in prison in Bagram with him. And yet they take no casualties, yet he passes through Taliban lines. And they know what a suicide bomber looks like. I hope that this investigation will get to the bottom of it. I have more confidence that the House side will get to the bottom of this than I do the Senate side. The Senate investigation on the Afghanistan War Commission is being staffed and has people on it that were involved in the war, a general who was involved in intelligence, a researcher who was an advisor to generals and advised on policy. That's the perfect situation to just basically conduct a CYA maneuver for everyone involved so that, you know, everyone's to blame and no one's to blame. The House has a better chance of doing this because they're focusing more on the process of the withdrawal. And, you know, and also Jerry Dunleavy, who is reporting on this, is also one of the lead investigators for this. So I have some hope, but given how things work in Congress, and I don't have much hope that the press will actually report on this in a, you know, they'll tend to bury this one.
I'm John Batchelor.